What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about now. She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not going to shout now.
She's not going to shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. I am your host, Jen Kirkman. This is episode 21, season 10. Don't let that 21 fool you. This podcast has been going on for 10 years. It's probably like well over the 500th episode. I don't know. I'm not doing the math right now. But what's going on, everybody? So much to talk about this week. I have a huge list of things I want to talk about. I'm not even going to attempt to list it right now because I'm probably not going to get to all of it. But you can see what this entire episode is about by going to the show notes. And maybe you're like, I don't know what show notes are. I really don't. I hear you say it every week. Whatever podcast app you're listening to this on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you just look at the episode and like click your screen open, you'll see all this writing. That's a show note. It'll say, this week, Jen talks about this. To buy Jen's thing, go here. To buy Jen's hole, go here. You know what I mean? And in the show notes, you can get my new merchandise. I've got some Gen X hats, like a winter hat that says Gen X on it. I've got a trucker hat that says I seem fun. There's a nice enamel pin. There's matches, all kinds of fun stuff. More items will be added, but we're seeing how these go first. Women Are Literally Humans tote bag. So just check all that out. Again, click the link in the show notes. And then if you want to buy my album, OK Gen X, it really helps when you buy it instead of stream it. That link is down there as well. Okay, so this is my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. So the big news this week, I mean, there's a lot of big news, but we had a historic moment in NASA history. We destroyed an asteroid. Now, here's the thing. It was a practice. It was an asteroid that we knew was coming. It was an asteroid that we knew was not going to hit and destroy Earth, but we practiced on this asteroid to see if we have successfully, and by we, I mean me, I'm a podcaster and I write for TV, but I also work at NASA part-time, just part-time. But so we developed something that would shoot a rocket in the sky. That's what we call it, the sky. And it would blow apart into pieces, I think. I could read the article, but this is what I think happened. And then it wouldn't destroy the Earth anymore. And I think even the pieces that fall would be too small to harm anyone, or maybe they would break apart once they went through the atmosphere. Let's just see. And then I have some thoughts on this, and we'll talk about my thoughts in a second. So this is from the New York Times, the failing New York Times. I don't like, if this is a liberal podcast, why is she reading the New York Times? I don't know. That's why I listen to Joe Rogan. I just Googled Comet, and this is the first newspaper that came up. And you read about it in any damn newspaper you want. I don't give a shit. All right. What we learned from NASA's DART mission: the spacecraft plowed into a space rock with the goal of demonstrating how an asteroid threatening the Earth could be deflected. So, it was noted that it was a success. Carolyn Ernst, a scientist who worked on the mission's camera, said that the Dimorphos had many similarities to other asteroids that spacecraft from Earth have gotten close looks at recently, and it particularly resembled a pile of rubble rather than a solid rock. The DART mission systems engineer, Elena Adams, said the spacecraft hit about 17 meters from the center of the asteroid, although another mission expert, Mark Jensenius, said that measurement was subject to refinement. Well, of course, the guy had to correct the woman. She's like, hi, I'm the DART mission systems engineer, and I'd like to report that the spacecraft hit about 17 meters from the center of the asteroid. And then this Mark Jensenius guy comes over and pushes his glasses up on his nose, and he's like, well, technically, it's subject to refinement. Oh, shut the fuck up, Mark Jensenius. What do you know? Are you the mission systems engineer? No, but I'm... I do a lot of cosplay launches at home when my roommate's not slowing down the Wi-Fi. Anyway, what an asteroid is, it's a rocky remnant of a planet that never coalesced. And yeah, so here we go. It worked. We blew apart an asteroid.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So here's the thing. Here's my take on this. And I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. I'm saying this with the spirit of this is a comedy podcast. I'm not a newscaster. But I'm not joking in the sense that I don't really wonder this. With all of the rugged individualism that has gone completely awry in the American culture, where we have people that are refusing to wear masks or get vaccinated to protect themselves from a deadly virus, thus putting themselves and people they love in harm's way, but they fully believe that it's not true, or that, you know, fine, but it's, you know, they want to have a choice. So with that said, and then you have the people that are, I don't even know. I don't even know how to put it. Armageddonists, Armageddon, people who want Armageddon to come. I think, I don't know, one of those, I get them all confused, and I don't really, one of those people, those women in the Senate that are QAnon, there's a brunette and a blonde one, and it's really just my brain right now is not working. But one of them was doing some speech and she's saying, and it's going to be so cool when we bring about Armageddon and Jesus comes, which is, you know, as a someone who was raised Catholic, was it Lauren Boebert? As someone who was raised Catholic, I never was taught that we can bring about Armageddon. I mean, don't you think if Jesus was like, hey dudes, I'm coming down for Armageddon, I can't miss it. I can't miss it. I missed Coachella last year. I said I'm not missing Armageddon when that rolls around. But didn't I always thought that like Jesus himself brought about Armageddon or something powerful? That we, if we brought it about, he'd be like, guys, You're kind of tipping your hand here. I mean, yeah, I know you guys want me to come back, but you can't just stage an Armageddon. I mean, I make it happen. You can't bring it about by whatever you're doing. I don't know what they think they're doing to bring it about, not saving the planet, having nukes. I don't know. And I'm getting really off topic. My point is all these people that want Armageddon to come. Oh, yeah, this is what she said. Okay, so she said, we are in the end times. And she said, this is so cool. We are in the last of the last days. And we have a role in ushering in the second coming of Jesus. Yeah, I feel like Jesus, if Jesus is real, okay, this is a guy came back from the dead and is coming back again. You think he needs Lauren Boebert's help, like to be ushered in? Like smack her hand. I don't need any help. Like when you think you're helping an old person and they get defiant, they're like, get out of here. Hope Jesus smacks her hand and goes, I don't need help coming back. Thank you. My point is, with these kind of people out there, and listen, she wasn't speaking to herself. There's plenty of people screaming and yelling. They love what she's saying. So in that world, how come there aren't people who are against NASA blowing up an asteroid, right? You have it on the individual level. You have people that don't believe in taking medicine. If it's your time, it's your time. Where are the public outcries? Why haven't we heard from these weirdos? Now that the portal is open and just weirdos are out and about, nobody's keeping their dumb opinions to themselves anymore. The weirdos are in the public square. They're the only ones left, actually, because they scared everyone else. But where are the people saying, I want a meteor to hit the earth and destroy it? That's what's supposed to happen. Where are they? My earth, my choice. I don't want NASA and their fancy scientists, these libtard scientists, blowing up asteroids. I want it to hit the earth and destroy us all. You would think that would line up perfectly with their worldview. It's Jesus coming, kind of. It's dying, which they love doing of COVID. I mean, and this way is so much quicker than coughing and being on a ventilator for days, you know? But here's where I really am serious. If a comet is coming, and one did, I think, hit the earth in 2013, and it fucked up some part of Earth. I think it was Eastern Europe or something. But my point is, if a comet comes, asteroid, comet, whatever, and it's going to hit Earth but not destroy mankind and the planet as we know it, it's just going to, as I said, fuck up a continent to where they're just in emergency disaster relief and repair for years. Well, I don't want that. So I'm happy to have NASA or anyone shoot those comets down. That's why we need guns. We all got to go outside and shoot up at the comets. I got to keep my gun so I can. I can't believe there weren't those people that were. I can't believe no one was standing outside on the porch with a machine gun going, we need assault rifles.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Because we got to help shoot down the comets. I literally am not joking. I can't believe no one was doing that either. There must have been. We just don't know about it. So, but my point is, if there is a comet that's coming and it's 100% guaranteed when it hits, it blows the planet to bits, life on Earth and Earth as we know it ends, that one I don't think we should interfere with. And I'm truly not joking right now, because I don't know, is there something that we're screwing up in the energy of the whole shebang? Or maybe you could argue no, because part of the energy of the whole shebang is that we have scientists who are smart enough to prevent it, and that's what's supposed to happen. I don't know, but to me it's like, listen, if there's a comet that's going to come and destroy the planet, I feel like we should let it happen, because A, that's kind of cool, we won't know what hit us, and perhaps if we avert it somehow, then it screws up something in the universe. And I don't know, I'm just throwing out words, space, time, continuum, gravity, planets revolving, things being sucked into a vortex. I don't know. But maybe it's part of some kind of random design of the universe that we just shouldn't mess with. We should just let the universe do its thing. That's my opinion. I wish NASA would say, hey, Jen, so we've got a comet coming. Now it's not going to destroy the Earth. It's just going to really fuck up like half of it. I'd say, oh, no, please shoot that down. We can't be dealing with that. But then, you know, NASA calls me and they say, hey, Jen, sorry to bother you. There's another comet after that coming in about 2 years after this one that will destroy the Earth and everyone on it. And I'd say, yeah, no, just let it happen. And not because I'm a nihilist or I want to die or want everyone else to die. I just think that's just wild. Let a wild thing happen. That's my hot take on asteroids and comets. But please don't lump me in with those people I was talking about before who I can't believe aren't in the streets protesting saying, why don't I get a choice if my planet blows up or not? Maybe I want it to. All right, there is so much more to talk about. As you know, this podcast has ads. That's how it stays on this very platform that hosts it. And then it goes out to you on your favorite podcast app. But if you want to listen to an ad-free version of this podcast, which is the entire version, which is 60 minutes, sometimes longer. Last week's episode was 2.5 hours. You can join my Patreon. It's only $3 or $5 a month. The more you pay, the more episodes you get the idea. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to just say one thing about Patreon, because I'm trying to get inside the listener's head. I know some of you might say, I don't pay for things like that. I just don't. It's too much. I totally get it. I'm the same way. But the times that I've bothered to sign up for things, I've been really glad I did. And it's really easy. It's the same effort that you would put into joining the mailing list of a store you're shopping at, except Patreon doesn't send you emails every week or at all. Unless you want an email sent to you every time an episode drops. But otherwise, that's it. And you don't have to stop the way you're doing things. So if you listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts or this or that, most podcast platforms or apps, I think with the exception of Spotify, you can put in the RSS feed. And Patreon gives you the link and you put it into your favorite podcast app and it just downloads directly through there. So it's like you don't even realize that it's coming from Patreon, or there's a Patreon app as well. So it's really easy, or you don't even have to use the app. You can just go to the website, patreon.com/Jen Kirkman. And that's where you would just go anytime you want to check in and listen to an episode. So it's super, super simple. And I don't want this podcast to go away, but it's all up to you guys. You will keep it alive by joining. So make today the day you join. And if you click the link in the show notes, you can join. And again, it's patreon.com, patreon.com/Jen Kirkman, or you can search for, just put into Google Patreon, No Fun Podcast, and this will show up. So great. Thank you for listening to all versions of this show. And I'm going to talk about some other stuff on the flip side.